What if God's plan for your enemies isn't payback, but outloving them? Imagine feeding the coworker who undercut you or offering a cup of water to your loudest critic. In this devotional, we will unpack Romans chapter 12 and discover how to overcome evil with good without ever compromising the truth. Stay with me and learn how God can turn your conflicts into powerful testimonies. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are having a great time going through Transformed Living, a Romans 12 roadmap. And we've kind of been down in this last little part of Romans talking about how do we deal with our enemy. So if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Our question for today is, do you know how to outlove your enemy? Let me read that again. Do you know how to outlove your enemy? If you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. You make it possible for us to change hearts so that we can change the public square. So let's dive in to Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of men. If possible, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. All right, here's our verse for the day. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will reap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. All right, so we are going to look at verse 20. And we need to talk about if our enemy is hungry. What do we do? What do we do with this statement here? Look at the contrast statement. The first word of verse 20 says, but if your enemy is hungry. So he's saying, hey, don't do paybacks, but I want you to do this. Aren't you glad that God gives us clear and concise directions of how to handle our enemy? Now, I recently read a book, and I'm not going to name the book because it wasn't a book I would recommend. To me, it was a little bit wackadoodle. This individual decided to write on taking verses that were written to individuals and apply them at a national level. So blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Verses like this. And you look at it and you say, is there a difference between a nation having responsibility before God and an individual? In other words, can we just take all the Bible verses, cherry pick them, and apply them to whatever we want? And the answer is no. So when our enemy is hungry, we should feed them. Now, there could be some national implications to this, but the reality is nations are sovereign and are to protect their own territory. And you don't say, hey, do you want to have a barbecue when someone's lobbing bombs at you? You don't say, hey, do you want to have a birthday party? No, we don't handle national tension in that way. However, when we look at our individual relationships, if there's no physical harm that is at risk, if there is not a desire for you to, protect yourself, then if our enemy is hungry, we should handle these things this way. He says this statement, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. So maybe you're in the public square today and you have a coworker, or you have an employee, or you have some manager that you are just struggling with to get along with, and they have somehow become your enemy. Maybe take them out to lunch. Sit down, have a conversation with them. Maybe get to know each other and their life situation just a little bit more. This is God's way. Think about Jesus. He is 100% holy, 110% righteous. And while we were enemies to the cross, he came to this world and dined with us. He died for us. He became the bread of life to us. So we learn a different way. We learn a different way from Jesus of how do we deal with our enemies? How do we walk in such a way that we feed them? Now, they may be a political enemy. You may be in the Republican Party and they're in the Democrat Party. Have you thought about sitting down and having dinner with them? Have you thought about having a conversation versus just lobbying insults and somehow pulling people down? So, number one, do it God's way. Think about how you might interact with your enemy in a way that God would do. Number two, look at this. It says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. So sometimes it is that more intimate setting of food. Sometimes it's just a fresh cup of water. You could be refreshing to them. Now, I want you to hear this. Anytime we talk about our enemy and we talk about having interactions with our enemy, some of you begin to think that means we must compromise truth. We must appease them in order to show compassion to them, in order to somehow convince them to be on our sides. We change the truth, we lie to them, and then that's called love. That is so far from the truth. You have to find a way to embrace the tension of difference, of different perspectives, of different this, of different that, but it's all founded on God's truth and reality. And so many of us struggle with that. We think we have to compromise our truth. No, we deliver it in a different way, right? Context makes all the difference in the world. So give them a cup of water and listen first. Bible says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Be slow to speak, quick to listen. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger in James. For the righteousness of man does not make the righteousness of God or something like that. So when we look at this set of verses, how could you be a cup of fresh water to someone today? So we want to feed them, maybe have a dinner with them. We want a temporary moment of offering them a bottle of water. In other words, have a conversation with them. Go on a smoke break with them. I'm not encouraging smoking, but you get what I'm saying. Go out and spend some time. Find out what interests them. You know, it does not mean just because you're showing mercy does not mean that you're compromising truth. In fact, true mercy and true compassion are based upon being truthful. All right. He says, in so doing, you will heap coals, burning coals on their head. Now, for some of us, this is an Old Testament phrase, and you're like, what in the world does that mean? This is what I believe it means. You outlove them. You out be kind to them, you out be truthful to them, you outbear the burden, you out hope them, you know, love is patient, love is kind, does not envy, does not boast, is not jealous, you know, is not proud. All that stuff from 1 Corinthians. You outdo that in them. You help them to understand your worldview, and you listen to understand their worldview. And if that is your enemy, whether it's in the workplace or anywhere else, I want to encourage you to step in that space and outlove them. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And Lord, we pray that we can outlove our enemy today. God, let us remember we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual forces in this dark world. And so, God, you are that God who is wrestling. And God, you are wrestling on our behalf. And we thank you for that, God. And we want to wrestle too. God, we proclaim that a biblical worldview will go over the state of Washington. We want to outlove our enemies, God. We want to speak truth in love. We want to show grace in love. We want to show mercy in love, God. That love and mercy and compassion and truth are not compromised by false realities, God. They need to be spoken honestly, openly, with integrity. And yet, God, how we deliver it, let us be a cup of fresh water, or let us sit down and have dinner. And God, let us talk things out. God, will you teach us these principles in Jesus' name? Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.